Shoot Straight, You Bastards. The Truth Behind the Killing of Breaker Morant. Written by Nick Blazinski and read by Peter Hosking. There was one last exchange between the two blindfolded men out on the veldt. "Goodbye, Peter," said Morant, a half-smile creasing up the corners of his mouth. "So long, Harry, mate," replied Hancock, raising his head and turning his blindfolded eyes towards him. "Present arms!" As the Camerons raised their rifles in a ragged, reluctant row, Major Souter glanced instinctively towards the prison, as if half expecting to see someone sprinting across the veldt, waving a last-minute reprieve. But only the red, white and blue of the butcher's apron, the mocking term used for the Union Jack, fluttered impatiently above the ramparts, as if to remind him that any order given under its imperial authority would be expected to be carried out, as was his bounden duty as a servant to the Crown. Morant used that momentary pause to great dramatic effect. The line of silent, waiting muzzles had given him a strong sense of déjà vu. But this time he saw the face that had appeared in front of him in his dream. He saw no compassion in those cold, cobalt eyes, as those thin lips below the lustrous moustache again formed that single word. He knew that this time he would not wake up and cheat the bullets, and decided to go out in style. Victor Newland described what happened next. A moment of pure theatre, the kind of performance the Breaker had been famous for. Then from the chair rises the Breaker. Down flutters the blinding kerchief. I catch a glimpse of tawny, fearless eyes, alight with understanding and pity for the man who must call death upon him. Lightly swings his hand to his breast, smartly drop his arms to his sides, square set his shoulders. A steady, motionless figure he stands. With his heartbeat roaring in his ears like a herd of runaway Brumbies, Harry the Breaker Morant knew his moment of destiny had arrived. He opened his mouth, sucked in one last sweet, clean breath, and let his final eulogy rip through the still morning air. Last words. No plea for redemption, only a command mixed with a prayer, not only for himself, but for Peter, who had walked every inch of the way with him. "Shoot straight, you bastards! Don't make a mess of it!"